Message number 655. Knowledge can very often blind you to the truth. Friday, December 28, 2012 at 06:05 a.m. My dearly beloved daughter, it is only when your heart is truly open to me that you can experience my light and acknowledge the truth. Many say that they have asked for the gift of discernment and that they prayed to the Holy Spirit in order to receive it. Not all who ask are given the insight they need, however, to receive this precious gift. Yet they will say that they have. Then they insult me by claiming that my holy word makes them uncomfortable. They claim that their concerns must mean that my holy messages are coming from the spirit of evil. To those of you who proudly proclaim your twisted interpretation of my holy word to be false given to you through these messages, I have this to say. When did you last come before me naked? Without the screen of pride shielding you? When did you come before me on your knees calling me to truly guide you without you first putting your hands over your ears by refusing to listen? Don't you know that I will only enlighten you with a gift of discernment when you come before me without any preconceived views of your own? You cannot be freed from the chains of intellectual pride which blinds you to the truth of spiritual knowledge until you are stripped of all human pride. To those amongst you who spend years studying Holy Scripture and who consider yourselves to be well versed, and therefore more worthy to define my word, you must think again. Knowledge of my Father's book does not qualify you any more than the beggar in the street with no education of spiritual matters. Knowledge can very often blind you to the truth. Knowledge based on your own human interpretation of my Father's book means nothing when it comes to understanding the Word of God. Those of you who boast of your learned ways by following the Holy Scriptures of God and then use this to deny my word given to the world today are guilty of sin. Your sin is the sin of pride. You offend me because your pride is worth more to you than love for me in its most simple form. Love for me, your Jesus, comes from the heart. Souls worthy of my kingdom recognize my voice quickly. Souls who defy my word and encourage others to outwardly reject me are influenced by the spirit of evil. You disgust me. Your vile voice is where you shout out and proudly declare your worthiness based on your knowledge of Holy Scripture will be silenced. My patience is never ending, but for those of you who stand before me and damage my plan of salvation with deliberate intent, you will be cast into the wilderness in the blink of an eye. Your Jesus,